Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Ray Charles is checking in. You got that email, Todd? I like that email. Because he thinks I'm correct a lot, except for the giant part.
Yeah. I'm re-listening to Friday's episodes. And during the brief alien rap, Tyler says, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen to us. Mark my words.
I hope I'm wrong, by the way.
I'm normally not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
I like that.
Considering
not superstitious.
Not super.
Stitious, right.
Just normal stitious. Right.
Tyler pulled Taylor Swift's height out of thin air and has done the same with countless celebrity ages for who's older. I think Craig even mentioned that Tyler has uncannily been able to predict how a football game is going within the first half quarter.
I don't know what that means.
And remembering,
it's over.
You got this.
Am I remembering that?
Oh, I've done that. Yeah, I do that. Yeah. That's more of a troll thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just aggravating there.
But I still do it all the time.
Regardless, I think.
Oh, he's not just aggravating there.
No.
Alien declaration on Friday is a pretty solid confirmation of the world's soon demise.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll spare humans who are talented with numbers. 52.
All right.
Realistically, our only hope is that any possible aliens turn out to be benevolent giants because Tyler don't know giants. Have a good week. 68.
68. Yeah. Check it in. That's
Ray.
Ray Charles, right? I don't have my Ray Charles here.
Ray Charles.
Yeah. I took him out for some reason. That's dumb. How you doing, Craig? How was your weekend, man?
Oh, it was lovely.
All right.
That's good times had all around.
All right. All around.
I mean, all around.
It's not just you. Everybody around you had a good time.
Yes.
All right. Good to know.
Isn't that normally the case?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're infectious. Your joy is infectious.
I don't know. They were actually around yesterday, so I was able to infect them with my joy.
Probably not a good time to use the word infect.
Right.
I'd like to use it in
positive. Man, people are not, people are not taking it seriously.
A positive connotation.
I'd like to as well, but you're not going to win that battle right now.
Right. My daughter wanted to go to Lawrence. She had to get something, and she wanted to go down. I said, listen, any chance I get to get in the car and drive 3 hours, have lunch and turn around and come back, I'm in. So just her and me, and we drove down to Lawrence, Kansas Saturday. And everybody there wears a mask, even outside, which is kind of crazy. I mean, kind of crazy cool, actually. But there's a mass street is their big street off campus. Restaurants and bars and stuff like that. But the bars, you can't go in, and restaurants were all outdoors. But everybody had a mask on. But we were walking through the college, and there was a bunch of dudes playing beer pong at their apartment. And we're kind of talking about this off the air, that how, you know, we, in our brains, like a lot of men, not just guys who do this for a living, we're all, hey, dude, what's up? When a college kid, hey, what's up, you know?
I am them in my head.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're walking past.
Can I play?
We're walking. Yeah. No. They're up with this. They got this. It's funny. My daughter said, this was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're walking past this big apartment. Actually, it was they had a big house, and they had a big deck. And she goes, up there, they're all drinking up there, Dad. I go, yeah. She goes, it's 1. I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's what it is.
It's so they hung off.
Right.
They waited until 1.
It's the weekend. They were celebrating. Didn't Kansas beat Baylor this weekend?
It was that night, though.
Oh, okay.
It was that night, yeah.
Well, they were anticipating.
They probably were. It was probably
they were pregaming.
They were all pregaming, exactly. So we walk, and they're about maybe 20 yards away. And I look at them, and they wave. And I said, what's up? What's up, guys? And I realized they're not waving to me.
Of course they're not.
And that's when I became, oh.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. All right.
I'm a KU dad.
They thought, hey, that guy's cool. Let's wave to that dude.
What's up, Dad?
What is going on, young people?
Yeah, my daughter, she goes, Dad, they were waving to me. I said, oh, that's probably right.
You think?
Shut up. You'd have done the same thing. You'd have thought, hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
up, guys? What's up, man? Yeah.
Bros.
I'd drink some beer with you, but I'm walking somebody around here. No, it was the other way around. Yeah, it's the other way around.
Yeah, you keep walking and leave her here is what they were thinking.
Exactly. Anybody die this weekend, Craig, on the Deadpool at all?
I'm not aware of it on the Deadpool.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't think anything either. Right.
But that doesn't mean anything. Right. I will miss these things.
Yeah.
I think Irv Cross was the best.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was Irv Cross.
Broadcaster Irv Cross.
Yeah, only he was 81. Anybody have him?
No.
What? How do you
I
die?
Didn't see a
how
cross.
I didn't see the details. Irv also played in the NFL.
Yeah, played for the Eagles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A D-back for the Eagles yeah. for a period of time.
Yeah, he was on one of the Sunday mornings. Sunday, him and Brent Musburger back in the day.
So, cause of death not reported.
Okay. He went on to become an athletic director at a college after his broadcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I remember.
I forget where he went.
Yeah, with Irv Cross. You could have told me he was dead. I wouldn't have known that, though.
Like Idaho State and McAllister College in Minnesota?
McAllister.
McAllister, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Well, it's M-A-C, not M-C.
But it's McAllister. I think that's in Minneapolis.
All right. And nobody had him, Craig, huh, apparently?
I don't remember seeing a cross in there.
Okay,
I looked.
All right.
I think for Irv Cross, and no, there's a koozie and whatnot, but no cross.
Nobody had Christopher Cross spelled differently?
Correct.
Okay.
He was the eighth of 15 children in that family.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, talk about getting lost.
Prolific.
Yep. Yep.
That vagina
kids.
Is ground zero,
well,
man.
He's the only one who became a pro, so.
We don't know.
Maybe they remembered him.
Yeah, but growing up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We don't know. Did you watch any golf yesterday?
I didn't.
I do, but I just kind of spaced it off.
Yeah, I turned on for a second. I forgot, but I heard what they all wore, red and black pants.
Yeah, they were all wearing the red shirt, the black hat, the black pants during the final round yesterday after Tiger was hospitalized from his serious crash in Southern California.
Where were they playing?
A golf course.
Yeah, it was nice.
I forget.
This time of year, it's always California, Todd, or maybe
or
Florida. It's only one.
They might be
it's
done
one
with,
of those two states.
I think the Riviera Country Club, the LA one, is the last in the California circuit, so they may be on to Florida.
Okay.
And they also played in Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
that was the B team,
right? That's the World Golf Championship in Puerto Rico.
Whatever.
I think usually they play in Mexico this time of year. They'll go to Mexico.
The only way you can figure out what was the name of the damn tournament yesterday and who won it.
It was the Workday Championship where the big names were.
That's
the
what I
Puerto
meant.
Rico Championship was where the B League was.
Okay. Grand Reserve Golf Club in Bonnell, Florida.
Okay, Florida. Right. Yeah, they all wore black pants and red shirts in honor of Tiger. Yeah,
that was cool.
Tiger was touched. Yep. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, beautiful.
That was nice. A few years ago, they might not have done that.
Well, I wouldn't even just a couple years ago, they probably would have. Maybe they probably couldn't have done it the year he, banged a bunch of hookers.
Well, if you
a couple
watched
years
that,
after
that documentary,
I still haven't seen that yet.
The HBO documentary. Tiger didn't hang out with a lot of people because he just wanted to kick their ass, so he didn't want to become friends with anybody.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And over the years, he's loosened up a little bit. You see him smile on the golf course every once in a while.
Right.
Previous to that, when he was on his run. You never saw him smile. He was all workmanlike.
You wanted to win. You wanted to have become the best.
He was robo-golfer for a long time.
Right. How's his tibia? Anymore?
Broken.
They're keeping that stuff pretty close to the vest, that HIPAA law.
Well, I think the tibia and the fibula is broken.
Have they said both legs?
No, both lower leg injuries.
I know, but on both legs, I mean.
I think just one.
I think it was all isolated to the right leg, they said.
All right.
Including the ankle problem.
Mm-hmm.
They had to stick some pins in his ankle.
Oh, he's done.
Shattered.
Shadoobie.
Was the term they used.
Did you get an Ashley Judd in your...
Yeah.
No.
In your group yet?
Any of your nerds invite Ashley Judd into the group?
Well, yeah, I'm sure she's invited.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
no,
she's...
No, but I mean, anybody troll her, like, come on, let me talk to you.
Oh, no, I read that some people said I reached out to Ashley on her Instagram and asked her to join the group.
I know you don't want to troll your own group, but don't you want to say, dude,
yeah,
it's Ashley Judd. She's not going to call you
yeah,
guys.
I didn't jump in there and say it. You know, you really, this is going to turn into stalking.
It is.
She's going to think a bunch of stalkers.
She's got her own things.
Is there a way through Facebook for you to pet that person on the head and go, oh,
no,
sure,
Instagram.
She will. Yeah, she will.
No. There should be an emoji for that.
Right.
Or you're patting somebody on the head.
Yeah, sure she will, champ.
Aww.
She'll join the group.
And probably talk to you all the time. How do you get through this, Phil? Random guy named Phil in Missouri. How do you get through this? That's going to happen, Phil.
Now, it is a good group. I did dispense some advice to some rookies yesterday.
All right.
There. I talked
get over
a
it?
Bit. Yeah.
Did you say that's still bothering you like your son does? Hey, your son got engaged. Cool for him, man. Congratulations. Yeah, so do you just get on there and say, is that still bothering you like your son did you after 3 months?
Yeah, because he thought my injury was similar. At one time, he slipped on some steps,
right,
and he had a spiral compound fracture of his tibia.
Oh, that
had to hurt.
That's like Alex
yeah.
Smith's.
That
stuff.
Had to really hurt. I should, yeah.
Yeah, but he bounced back.
You okay?
As far as I can tell.
You know, comeback player of the year candidate?
Much of an athletic career, so.
Yeah. He's engaged, though.
Yes, he is.
Good for him.
Beach wedding.
Oh, really?
Sometime in the future. I don't know how
Which
far
beach?
In the future.
The beaches of Phoenix? I was going to say, isn't that everywhere?
Some beach in San Diego.
Cool.
That'd be
many,
nice.
You have many from which to choose there.
Cool. That'd be nice, yeah. I've heard good things about the weather and beaches in San Diego.
Well, your sister lives there. I mean, your daughter lives there, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Oh, cool. I get a hold of Ryan. He's going to invite me then. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming to that. Yeah.
A huge iceberg is breaking free in Antarctica. The iceberg is about 490 square miles.
What?
That's
what,
an island.
Is it, what,
bigger than New York City.
That's
a big island.
Give me what it would be. Oh, my God.
So this broke off the continent and is now drifting aimlessly?
They'd been expecting a large piece to break off the Brunt ice shelf.
Thanks for global warming, right?
Because
there.
Giant cracks have formed in the ice, and apparently it's not the biggest iceberg to break away from Antarctica.
But see, when
ice
I saw
shelf.
This story on the news, they said it wasn't. They weren't attributing it to climate change.
Okay.
They said this was natural for whatever reason.
Giant cracks formed in the ice.
Yeah,
they
I
say.
Suppose they wear out every once in a while and break away.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Very sad news out of Wichita. Three police officers injured after triggering an apparent booby trap in a vacant home there. Authorities say the officers were checking on the site Saturday when they came across a modified loaded shotgun rigged to go off when somebody entered the home. All three taken to hospitals for treatment. Wichita police, the FBI, the ATF, all investigating.
So what crack house was that? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
but could speaking be, of crack, you see how much coke they stopped coming through town from California or whatever?
Yeah, and do you see where they stopped it?
No, we're right here.
It was like right outside our door.
That's what it was.
On Friday morning. Yeah. We could have gone over there and picked up a kilo.
Right.
It was like right there.
I had a weekend.
Yeah, well, it took longer than a weekend. But why was it? Why would they get off the interstate and come through our neighborhood here?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was. It was on the interstate. It was still on the interstate, but like right here, out by our building.
It listed right here. Yeah,
right. Because
how much? 300 some pounds.
30. It was 35 pounds of coke or something.
Gee, it was a small potatoes compared to
potato.
The story that Craig did the other day.
Which one was that?
Like tons.
Yeah.
Overseas somewhere in Europe.
But this was in a Toyota or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was in the spare well.
Yeah, they list the car.
Yeah, but when it comes to coke bus anymore, that one set the standard.
Oh, I know that. I just want to know what the car did wrong. You know, was there Mexicans driving it? Because the don't tell me people don't profile. I know they do.
That's my guess.
Long-haired white guys, black guys, or Mexicans? Who was driving it? One of those three. Shady-looking dudes, either way.
They never give you those kind of details.
They know. Well, we all know.
Say, here's why the vehicle was pulled over.
By the way, I'm throwing in shaggy-looking white dudes, too.
Yeah, okay. I'm looking at the article here. It says, sheriffs say there were many sketchy signs of possible criminal activity.
What does that mean?
And a request to search the car was denied.
Oh, like Craig did years ago. But Craig wasn't packing 35 pounds of coke when he denied him.
Yeah.
No, I was not.
Then they brought the dog
or
out
ever.
And found 35 pounds of coke.
They're still not telling you why, because it's sketchy behavior. I mean, if you were in a car together, especially years ago, that looks like it's sketchy behavior.
That's pretty vague.
It is. It sounds like it was racial.
The two guys that they show mugshots here are various shades of brown, yes.
Yeah. Got it. All right. And you can't say, listen, I don't know who these cops were to stop these guys, whatever, but you can't say, hey, well, we got something, because I don't think you should pull people over just because they're brown. Call me crazy, you know.
Well, it looks like it's probably out-of-state plate. It says these guys are from Wisconsin, too.
Obviously. But that's what an interstate's for.
I know,
Interstate is driving across the country. Half the time when I rent a car, my license plate has nothing to do with where I'm even renting the car, you know. Oh yeah, when I was in that big camper I took to Phoenix, that had a Florida license plate on it. So
hence the
pullover outside of Dodge City, right? Big camper, Florida plates in the middle of Kansas. What's going on here?
Like I say, Pablo Chacon needed his shipment.
Right.
Now, when Zane lived in Denver, every time he drove home,
yeah, young white guy.
Every time,
yeah,
young guy, Colorado plate,
right.
Pulled over.
Yeah. Shaggy looking, long hair, longish hair, right. Craig pulled over because he looked shady as hell.
It was dark.
Yeah.
And he just got done dropping off the underage boy.
Yeah.
That's true.
They didn't know that. But they didn't know that.
They didn't.
Let's clarify that. It was a stepson.
Right.
What I said was factual.
Yeah. At the time, he was underage. He was being dropped off.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how you
I want to know the difference. Okay, Wisconsin plates, if they're up to date, okay, that's not the reason. Because interstates are interstates. That's how people drive them. And actually, if you leave here, if you're coming from the west, you're heading towards Wisconsin. So,
yeah.
Technically,
many sketchy signs of criminal activity.
Brown guys. All
right. I'm curious what that would be.
Yeah.
Many sketchy signs. How can you be exhibiting many
now,
sketchy
I can
signs?
See,
Cheech and Chong with the windows down and pop blowing out while they're with coke in a car? I doubt it.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Now, I can see not knowing exactly where you're going and trying to figure out if I've got to go this way or that way, and you look sketchy out on the road, but that's not sketchy because of drug stuff.
No, it's not.
That's just sketchy because you don't know where the hell you're going.
You're lost.
And it's also, you're on the highway. If they were on the highway, they were going one way.
But at the same time, maybe they could come out and say, well, yeah, there was, we could smell it in the next car over.
We could smell coke in the next car over.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They may have gotten confused because if they were pulled out right in front of the radio station here,
No, they weren't.
They were still on the interstate. They had not exited the interstate, but the interstate runs right out here.
But I'm familiar with that interstate, and there are many ways you can go at that point.
Yeah.
You go this way or that way, or then maybe they couldn't figure out which way to go.
You think they stopped off and got gas somewhere or something? Maybe. Okay.
No, they were on the interstate.
Yeah, okay. Then they weren't. They were just driving through. Yeah.
They didn't know where they were going.
They were going 65.
But who knows?
We just don't know. That doesn't make any sense. They're driving on the highway. They got pulled over on the highway because they were brown.
Exhibiting many sketchy signs.
I'm curious.
Criminal activity.
I'm curious what a handful would be, and then, you know.
Now, there's only a picture.
Multiply that.
In the article I was looking at, there was a picture of the packages of Coke sitting in the back of the vehicle with the back end up.
Right.
And sometimes you think, okay, dirty license plate. You always hear, you know, that. But the vehicle looked clean, so it didn't look like that was a factor.
Maybe they didn't signal.
Maybe.
That.
Lane change?
Well, that nobody does. Half people don't out there.
Yeah, but if you're brown and you don't signal, that's a little
sketchy.
Out-of-state
plates.
That's the whole premise of the mule with Clint Eastwood. He's hauling drugs because he's an old white guy in a pickup truck.
And they're not going to bother him.
And it didn't bother him. It's a cool movie, actually.
I've got to watch that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty. It's a good sit. But you're right. You know, you put some old white dude in a car, nobody's going to pull you over.
I guess. Well, we've got this to look for. Now, for years, we were told that a pandemic, a virus, could take us down.
I almost did.
And we forgot.
Yep.
But we were told.
Yes, we were.
Because I remember reading any number of things saying, you know, what's going to take us down is about the smallest thing you can imagine, a little virus.
Yep.
Right.
Well, now they're telling
Obama
us.
Obama mentioned that 2-3 years ago. I mean, excuse me, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. But, you know, the right. last guy we had.
And it was well known long before that.
And you're right.
In those circles.
Of course it was. But the last guy we had ignored it.
Fake news.
No, he's a piece of crap.
Any future conflicts between the U.S. and nations like China or Russia.
China.
We'll likely see regular Americans caught up in cyber attacks.
Right.
Kevin Mandia, CEO of cybersecurity company FireEye, told Axios on HBO that with everything increasingly connected to the interwebs, people can even see their appliances stop working. Supply chains would be disrupted when computer systems fail. He said that while a nation may not be able to beat us with tanks and airplanes, our computer systems are a serious vulnerability.
Yep.
Well, good hacker could shut the grid down, couldn't he?
Yeah. That's what we've been told.
Fighting it all the time, these guys are. Our good hackers against their good hackers.
Which is one of the reasons they say maybe we should stop spending $40 billion on planes and maybe redirect some of that money towards cybersecurity.
No, that's not going to happen.
You know?
No, that's my district. I got to have a big plane that nobody's ever going to use.
Because Top Gun doesn't happen anymore.
No.
Well, no. Those guys give a lot of money to political campaigns.
Right.
Got to take care of our defense contractors. Screw the bets. We got to spend $1 billion on a plane they're not going to use.
Yeah, marred a bit about that, actually, this weekend.
What was controversial about his Megyn Kelly conversation?
Because
I watched it.
Well, she's horrible, by the way. I see her pretty much every day. My wife watches The View. And Megyn Kelly's horrible. Oh, no.
No, Megan. Yeah, Megan Kelly. You're thinking of Megan McCain.
Oh, she's horrible, too.
Yeah.
No, he interviewed Megan Kelly and some people.
It wasn't as horrible as I thought it was going to be.
I came in late, so I missed it. Is that who the interview was?
Yeah. Right.
I hate when they give those people mouthpieces, but he does.
But it was about kids in schools.
Okay.
You know, and you know, the word they kept using was activating kids, you know, to activism about, you know.
Oh, she pulled her kids out of private school in New York
because
too much social justice.
She's horrible then.
It was
so she didn't want Black Lives Matter or gay rights?
Beyond education.
Oh, shut up.
Indoctrination.
What? Caring about your fellow man?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was in a...
Well, the examples they gave did seem a bit over the top. I will say that.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was... I don't know.
I have to see it first. I DVR'd it, so I'll watch it.
The only conservative... people that Mar usually has on is chicks he wants to bang.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Well,
I'll tell you where somebody might have been triggered. In that one of the little cafe I was in Lawrence, Kansas on campus, I went to the bathroom and the door said, we don't care. I was looking for the sign that said men. And the sign says, we don't care.
Pick
and
one.
I said, Dad, no, it was just one bathroom. He said, we don't care. Now, there was two bathrooms, one upstairs, one downstairs, but it said, we don't care.
They were both unisex bathrooms?
It said, well, it was a one-hauler, but it says, we don't care.
You know, a lot of gas.
I bet the girls care. Yeah. I bet the girls care when they walk in and there's pee all over everything.
No, but there's a lot of bathrooms. There's a lot of bathrooms that are unisex, but this one just said, we don't care on the outside.
Really?
Yeah. I love that sign. We don't care.
Lock the door behind you.
Oh, I didn't.
That's what that says.
I did lift the seat for that reason, Craig. I thought about that one and said, we don't care. Oh, I better lift the seat.
Right.
Yeah.
No urinals?
No, it was just one holer there. Okay. The one I was in, I didn't go there. Yeah. Unisexes usually don't have one holers. Don't have.
No, they just have the toilet.
Yeah, the toilet, right?
Yeah, and I bet the girls do care if the guys are insensitive that go in there before
yeah,
them.
Yeah, what about the girl lighting that place up? You go, Jesus, light a match, that's, Susie. You know?
Yeah, but you can't do anything about that. Right. You can do something about the splash.
I just love the sign said we don't care.
I like that too.
Yeah, indoctrination. Those crazy kids. You got a penis? Use it. You're at the CPAC all weekend. You got a penis? Yeah. Shut up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.